October 27, 1922, the Divine Will, Inheritance of Jesus for the Creatures. The Two Generations. I was thinking to myself about all that has been written in these past days, and I thought to myself, how is it possible that my sweet Jesus has waited for so long to make known all that his humanity operated in the divine will for love of the creatures? But while I was thinking of this, my always lovable Jesus, making himself seen with his heart opened, told me, "Daughter of my will, why concern yourself? This happened also in creation. How long did I not keep it in my womb actually formed? And when I pleased, I delivered it. And even redemption, how long did I not keep it within me? I could say from eternity. Yet, I waited much time before descending from heaven and bringing it to fulfillment. This is my usual way. First I fecundate my works, I form them within me, and at the appropriate time I deliver them. Even more, you must know that my humanity contained two generations within itself, the children of darkness and the children of light. I came to rescue the first ones, and so I gave up my blood in order to save them. My humanity was holy, and nothing did it inherit of the miseries of the first man. And although it was similar in natural features, it was untouchable by the slightest spot which could veil my sanctity. My only inheritance was the will of my Father, in which I was to carry out all of my human acts, to form in me the generation of the children of light. You see, I was allowed to form this generation in the very womb of the will of my celestial Father, and I spared no strains, nor acts, nor pains, nor prayers. On the contrary, it was at the top of all the things I did and suffered, in such a way that I conceived it in me, I fecundated it and I formed it. They were the ones, the children of light, whom the Divine Father had entrusted to me with so much love. They were my favorite inheritance, which was given to me in the most holy supreme will. Now, after I have made known the goods of redemption and how I want everyone to be saved, giving to all the means which are needed, I move on to make known that there is another generation in me, which I must deliver, my children who will live in the divine will. And that in my own heart I keep all the graces ready, all my interior acts done in the sphere of eternal will for them, waiting for the kiss of their acts, for their union, in order to give them the inheritance of the supreme will. Just as I received it, I want to give it to them, so that I may deliver the second generation of the children of light. If my humanity did not give this inheritance which it possessed, that is, the divine will, the sole and only thing I loved and which gave me all that is good, my descent upon earth would have been incomplete, nor could I say that I have given everything. On the contrary, I would have reserved for me the greatest thing, the most noble and divine part. See then, how necessary it is that my will be known in all of its relations, prodigies, effects and value, what I did in this will for the creatures, and what they must do. This knowledge will be a powerful magnet in order to attract the creatures and make them receive the inheritance of my will, and so as to make the generation of the children of light enter the field, the children of my will. Be attentive, my daughter. You will be my spokesperson, the trumpet, to call them and gather this generation, so favored and longed for by me. Then, after having withdrawn, he came back again, all afflicted, in such a way as to move to pity. And as he threw himself into my arms as though to find rest, in seeing him, I told him, "What is it, Jesus, why so afflicted?" And Jesus, "Ah, my daughter, you know nothing of what they want to do. They want to wager on Rome. The foreigners and even the Italians want to wager on it. The evils they will do are so great and so many that if the earth unleashed fire and burned it to ashes, it would be a lesser evil than what they will do. See, people pop out from everywhere to pour into it and storm it. And what is more is that they are clothed as lambs, while they are rapacious wolves wanting to devour the prey. What diabolical unions they clutch together, to have more strength and to storm it. Pray, pray, This is the last precipice of these times, into which the creature wants to hurl herself.